Hashem. So we have here the spirit of the law. A little bit about El. What is El? We are in El, to establish El. What is El? We're about to learn a little bit about El. If you feel like joining us, love to have you. What is El about? What is the deal with El? Ask the question. First of all, this is definitely the time to talk about what Rebbe said, different levels of Yirat Shemayim. There are different levels of fear of heaven. There's a simple level of fear of heaven, which is just being afraid of punishment. We know that this is dangerous, very dangerous part of Yirat, because if we're afraid of punishment, how does Hashem fit in the picture? Ramak says you're only afraid of the makakrigim, you're afraid of the accusing angels or whatever happens. You don't want to total your car, you don't want to trip, but you don't really care about, like Hashem just doesn't really come into the equation at all. Like, I don't really give a god, you know, I could care as well. It's like if you know there are no police officers, you'll speed. But if you're afraid of a cop, so you would speed, but because I'll be careful, because it's okay, because I understand better. But if there might be a cop, listen, you gotta be careful, you gotta be this. So you start playing the speed limit right within 2 miles above, within 5 miles above, they don't stop you, they do stop you. That's not supposed to be your Hashanah. Your Hashanah is supposed to be connected to Hashanah. And it's just, I'm afraid of the cop, so where's God? I better think, oh, slam, oh, be careful. No, this way I won't get it. That's not what it's supposed to be. So we have to realize that this is such from Hashanah. And that causes things that aren't good, but the main focus is distancing myself from Hashanah. I have opportunities I can take. Then there's something called Yiras HaRoam, which puts to such a level, he feels primarily, he doesn't care who speaks, not speaks, causes, that he just wants to hold on to Hashem. Hashem's right here with me, he's taking care of me, he's with me. So he just feels very, very happy. That's a higher level of Yiras. The Rebbe says there's a third level of Yiras, which is applicable to anyone. It can definitely be applied by anyone. And the third level of Yiras, the Rebbe says, what is the third level of Yiras? So the third level of Yiras is Yiras. It says in Svarim, Yira is the same letters as Re'ia, which means seeing. Yira and Re'ia, I see. So it says, listen, ask it when you see that it matters and it still counts what you do, it immediately just brings you to Simcha and Vikas, joy, and to cherish it. So that is the level of Yira that the Rebbe saw. He went to Mikvah Shavuos, he came out of Mikvah and he said, the Zohar says it's 2 years, there's actually a third year. That's really what the deep Yiras HaShemayim we have supposed to have is. We're supposed to have such fear of Hashem that you say, it's not over yet, so I have to take myself in hand and have to do what's proper and not let myself fall in any way, no matter what happened, whatever might have happened, the person might have fallen this way, might have fallen that way, might have fallen another way. Whatever happened, I have to just grab hold and hang on. The lesson says in the Kudalach, it's a very powerful thing. He says, you know, people have a hard time, and this comes up a lot because it's so true. You know, we have a hard time serving Hashem day by day because every day has its challenges, every day has its original, special combination of factors. And each thing we talk to is, okay, today, listen, today, forget it. Today, no. Tomorrow, maybe tomorrow. That's what the blessings would say, or they also bring from the Regina the same idea. It says, say li lachim ba'malik to machar. Go fight with the Malik tomorrow. So they explain, go fight with the Malik who is tomorrow. He says, tomorrow will be okay. He says, don't worry, we'll do it tomorrow. He says, no, there is no tomorrow, just today. Now, and grab hold of the time. Don't let him put you off till tomorrow, because tomorrow, who knows what tomorrow will bring. And if today you can put you up tomorrow, so tomorrow will also be tomorrow. So what's going to be? It'll be like little Annie, right? Tomorrow it's always a day away. I mean, we don't want to be that way. We want to be tomorrow and now. Not tomorrow and who knows what tomorrow is. So Ramatza says, the truth is every day's combination of factors, every day's combination of circumstances and experience is all really hints from Hashem to draw us closer to Him. That's what the day is about. That's what this really means. What is this for? It's in order to draw me closer to Hashem. That's what it's for, Hashem. I'm being drawn, Hashem is picking me up and drawing me closer to Him. That's what that's for. That's it. Now, that's one thing, it's a very, very important thing. He said, we might not see that. I don't see how is it that I had this challenge and that challenge and another challenge. I was supposed to get this done, it was almost impossible to do. I had to do other things, and this came up and that came up, and everything right now. This is the combination of how things are. Then I don't know where that's leading to. How is that Hashem hinting me and saying, come close to me, do come back, return to me? I might not know, but I have to believe that it's all Him. Hashem is just sending it to me. I have to know that this combination this experience that I'm going through now, my life right now, right? 2014, 315, right? I have to know that this moment, my factors and my experience, where I am now exactly, is where I need to be to reveal Hashem the best way. What with having a hard time getting up in the morning, let's say, or having this problem and that problem or the problem and this one and that one here, here. Once I was going off to Yeshiva, or the son's this, and I think that him, this and that, and the other, all this different guy in my head, juggling, getting phone calls, and all what? Yeah, that's exactly right. That's right. Some guys are sitter, some priest, all that has a relevance, all that needed to be in order to. So, okay, go. And be very, very careful. You know, it's the opposite of what one thinks, right? We all think, I had a hard day, right? I need to unwind. You need to unwind. It's really unwind. You need to use that hard day to serve Hashem. I need to use that hard day to serve Hashem. That's unwind. And I have to worry about unwinding is a little. It's very cut on the clock. Usually, a person unwinds in front of the computer. He has suddenly 4 hours passed and like a blink, blinks his eyes. What happened to those 4 hours? What happened? Well, did you do anything too bad? No, nothing too bad. But what a terrible waste. What a mind is a terrible thing to waste, right? Isn't that the so that's your life. That's my life. The mind is terrible thing to waste. Hello, the neshama, the heart. Where am I? That's what Elul is about. Elul, the Shlomo Zalman Rebbe points out, Elul, the Targum says about Elul, that Elul is to the spy scheme, to check out the land. To spy out the land, it was called the Alei, to spy out the land. Elul means in Aramaic, which is what the names are derived, the derivation of the names is from Aramaic, checking oneself out, spying out the lay of the land. Who am I? What am I? What's wrong with me? What's happening to me? That's what El is. That's what El is. So El means I'm doing self evaluation soon enough. We're going to spawn 4 o'clock. Well, you're welcome to join us for more shopping. So El, that's what El means. El means I check myself out, I see what I'm holding, and especially being able to apply Rabbi Nachman's dictum, which was this idea of the Yira, the third type of Yira. Where Yira means it still counts. If you tell me, the message says it's so strong, so if you tell me that, well, I made the, you know, I did the calculation, you know, no one likes to do the bookkeeping, right? Because when you do the bookkeeping on your business, you don't like to find out that there's this tremendous hole. Like you thought you're doing great, you're in the black, you're way in the red, you're moving in a new color, you're still in the red. You're like a purple, so I make it like way beyond red. You're like, ah! He said, here I am in the depths of the netherworld, and that's my score sheet. So I'm not doing well. So that's the third year means you're happy to be there. Because it still counts, still makes a difference. I know it counts, I know it makes a difference, and I care. And that's enough to bring you to joy. Because Hashem is still watching over me, even here. Because the whole idea is that it counts and makes a difference is that Hashem is watching and taking care of you. That was the third year the Rebbe was revealed. He says, there's no way to hide from Hashem. That means he cares about me, he's taking care of me. He loves me. What does it mean there's no way to hide from Hashem? It's not with a machine gun trying to knock me down. It's no problem, he's giving me life every second. Or my control with worries. And whoever heard of such a thing, you have a, you plug in a computer, right? You're standing next to the plug, and the computer starts to do what you don't want it to do. What do you do? Pull the plug. No problem. You don't have any power, little guy. I'll reprogram you. No problem. So we want to give the computer free will. Give the robot free will. So I want to plug. That means the robot, when it's doing what I don't want it to do, it's trying to attack and destroy what I like to build. I'm giving it power while it's breaking down my block building. I'm doing it, and I don't want to think of it because it has to come to the understanding itself. So that's an incredible expression of love. That's a boundless love. We don't understand that kind of love. We would never stand for it. If I had the ability to paralyze, that's it. Go away, finish. Did you ever see any of the magicians? No problem. He's stopping. He's finished. That's it. I decided. Goodbye. You don't want to. I'll decide. It's, you know, it's not our decision. It's Hashem, we don't begin to understand what's going on, what the Cheshbon is, or how great every little thing is, every little good point is, the greatness of it, what it means to choose Hashem in this dark world. So El is about realizing the first thing, and the most important thing, El is to know that I'm in a war, and that what I do still counts. We can still save the whole game. And not only that, we for sure are going to save it if we just hold on. That's Shom Kippur and Sukkot especially. This is the thing of, we're going to win. Around, you have the weapons, you won. Just need to be patient and hold on. No matter what. He says, there's no way to lose except giving up. There's no message says, the only way you could lose is giving up. Or becoming arrogant and saying, well, it doesn't matter what I do, and putting yourself in a different category, which is, of course, like, why would you do that? And the robot figures out that it's probably, so sometimes it can cause things, but I don't care, I'm going to do whatever I want, I'm going to be the horse, so we all have this mount, the body's like this mount, we have this horse, we have the sus, right? So the sus is going to decide. You know, I hate to say it, but if your leader is a horse, you're not doing so well. I don't like the leader is not a great guy. Especially if it's the Yetzirah wants to kill you too. He wants to goes up, he says, see what he's doing? He says, here, do this, he says, see what he's doing? Can I please can I kill him? No, can I damage him? It's like very not a fun thing with the Yetzirah. It's not no fun. We're with a mortal enemy, we shouldn't play into his hands. You know, let's figure it out. To say, this is not, I don't have to do this anymore. I don't have to be in a place where I don't want to be. I mean, this place, my experience till now, I fell, I didn't fall, what for, whatever it was. Right now, I can focus and bring Hashem into my life any way I want. 1 second, it can make such a difference. Make an eternal difference. That's the first thing, is that you have to get the right perspective here. That's what Dustin says, in breast, if you have real Yerushalayim, you're always happy no matter what. Again, you don't misuse the system, as it were. So the message is, you can't have to show them, say, oh, well, it's all from Hashem. Well, great, I can do whatever I want. God did it to you. When I picked your pocket, that was God. Don't you know that? Like, no. That's, yes, there's an aspect like that. That's a person who's on the deep end. He's misusing these ideas, these concepts, misusing them. That's not what you're supposed to do.
But on the other hand, when you're hearing the sirens, instead of being depressed, you should be happy.
Wake up, yes. We should wake up. It's not so easy.
I mean, it's different than, you know, yes, you need to go down to the bomb shelter and take the appropriate precautions.
Uh-huh.
I mean, in the meantime, you should be happy.
Of course. But it's easier said than done, especially if someone's afraid. He's afraid. What do you mean? Not so easy to say happy. You're right. I need to be happy, but how do I get happy? Have to ask Hashem to come be happy, not get into the panic. I mean, we're very lucky. Most places where there are sirens, you know, here, usually there are very unpleasant news after the sirens. God forbid, casualties, terrible things. Here it's like mostly money. This broke, that broke. I don't see that. Again, there have been, unfortunately, exceptions, but there's a handful of exceptions. You know, it's like amazing. Maybe like 1,000 rockets for every person. How does it come out? Something like that, no?
Oh,
exactly. It's a lot. 500 rockets every person. It's like, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make sense. That's, on the one hand, it's not that. It's not the place where, God forbid, there's real casualties. You know, it's not so
simple. I mean, the funny miracles is just, you know, we need to bring Mashiach.
Yeah, we just start to work on bringing Mashiach, God willing, try to make a new effort, bring Hashem into my life today. Make a totally new effort. I want you in my life today. Today, please be in my life. Be part of who I am. Forget you in that place that's not good. Nothing says that we fuel the other side with desire that's not good desire. Unholy desire for things that are not good, not positive, not tushim, not Torah, not dusha, not using things for spiritual reality. And that doesn't mean somebody who's disconnected from the world. That doesn't mean somebody who's not living normally. But we need to be connected to the root of this. It's tremendous. Spiritual potential that we have. And everything we do, I have to remember Hashem, connect to Hashem, it's a lot of joy in being with Hashem. And we don't see it. He said that fuels the other side. The negative desire is not a good desire. Which I said, look here, do this. Even if you don't, that desire is really not good. You have to wake up a good desire to fight it. Not so easy dealing with these things. To try to yearn for Hashem all the time, because that's the person whose nefesh, whose soul is really tied to his body. When the body is used for the soul, when it's time to leave the world, it's like nothing. So, taking half a milk, remember, says. Because the body anyway becomes like a soul. This is a beautiful language that Nelson uses. He says, the tapas is to focus so much on Hashem that your body becomes your partner, and your body will even give up what it is. As our needs are, what it desires, because of the greatness and the bliss of connecting with the soul. We can talk about this, we can speak about people who maybe got there, But I wish I was there, I have to say. It's like a little bit of a struggle here in the trenches. You struggle with trying, you know, say it's here, yeah. You know, when you have something, say, have the ice cream, or don't have the ice cream, and you're trying, you're asking for help, you're not at the place where your body's giving your soul. You're just trying not to overgive you, don't overindulge, don't do things you don't need. It's okay, you don't have to say it's here, nothing will happen. You don't have to take it, you know, whatever it is, you don't have to, you know, whatever your problem, something pushing, you don't have to, you know. All right. Focus, hyper-focused on money, or on this problem, or on that problem, or on this stress, or that distress. That's not, you don't have to do that. It's your choice. Bring Hashem in the world and realize that this is pushing me to something. I have to do it. You can't be lazy. Careful not to use chizik as an excuse for laziness. I mean, the Renachum says, he said, you should not make a mistake about chizik. That's what the rest of the Chassidim explained, how it came out. So don't make a mistake. People make a mistake in chizik. They say, chizik is like a dispensation, discharge. You're off an army, you don't have to, don't worry, don't do this. Chizik, be strong. That's not what it is. You have to yearn, and you have to get there, and you have to try. Chizik means appreciating what I have, and being happy. And realizing that sometimes something is beyond my ability for whatever reason, and it's beyond me. That doesn't mean I'm giving up on it. It doesn't mean I will never get there. I don't have to stay in the morass in the trenches forever. I can go out, move up, to move forward. So El, what is El? El is getting back together this balance of body and soul. I want to have shalom, I want to have peace, and that means that I have balance between the body and the soul. There's a balance. Everything is balanced out, everything is the way it's supposed to be. That's what El is, that's what El means. I'm searching and trying to refine that balance. But Nasani actually said, he said, your body should be nullified to the soul. It only wants what your soul wants. What a level, what an incredible level. Person can't be tzaddikim, they can't eat food that's not 100% kosher, or it just doesn't go in their mouth, or it stops. It doesn't feel like food. But your body is completely nullified to the soul. Many great tzaddikim have this special protection. The Gemara says tzaddikim are protected not to eat what they're not allowed to eat. So we have to know that every difficulty is really a hint. It's not really a difficulty. It's not really a barrier. It's really a push. Move a little. Do something. Focus. Pay attention. Get back in the minute. Get back in the second. That's how that thing explains. He says, so there's no excuse. You can never say, well, at this time, Saturday's going off. I can't serve Hashem. It's not true. If you feel scared, just turn to Hashem and say, God, please help me. The Rebbe says in the Kiddurah that when you feel a fear, and Hashem says the same thing, when you feel a fear, an earthly fear, you're supposed to turn it to Hashem. Say, Hashem, help me wake up the fact that I'm supposed to fear you and connect to you. Help me be happy with the fact that it makes a difference now and that everything counts and that. Realize that everything's from you, and that this is a hint from you, and that you're calling me. Try to remember Hashem. He says, there's no excuses otherwise. What do you remember Hashem? Use the strong emotion to remember Hashem. So the person has to be very, very careful. Be very careful. We should be eating to such a holy extent. We should be able to connect even inanimate objects with Hashem. Everything should be connected to Hashem. At least let's try to eat without and not overeating, take the different levels. And try to remember the next world. That's what El is. El is remembering the next world. And Russell's son, Yitzchak, he says, let's remember to accept and receive the El. But focusing on our purpose in the world and getting ready for Shoshana. Moshe went up to get the second luchos. He got the second tablets during this time he was up Shemayim. Breaking the first tablets, what happened? What did that do in the world? when Moshe broke the first tablets, forgetfulness dropped in. It was possible to forget. So we have to work on remembering during the day. This is the time to fix forgetfulness. We all have this forget. You know, strange, right? We know that. I know that I had a great breakfast today, right? I had a great lunch. Maybe too much. So I know I shouldn't be eating ice cream now, right? I shouldn't be having brownie now. But somehow, I sort of, I get a blip of forgetfulness, and then suddenly it happens. Speaking to someone with a problem with smoking, right? He says, well, I know two isn't too bad, three is bad, four, there's a whole question, what's bad, what's worse, this makes you cough, this makes you this. So now he had way more than one, and suddenly he's after. What happened? How'd you get after? I don't know, I just forgot. I don't know what it is. Very strange. So that's the way we all are. We forget. We forget. So that's forgetfulness. That's what we're working on. That's what we need to work on. Not allowing Hesach Hadas, not forgetting Hashem, bringing Hashem to life, and holding on. Hold on to him. I don't have to let go of him. Chatzos, Bodilus, all these good things, they're the way. Christopher asked, Hashem, help me. Please help me. The Zohar says that from when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the only thing that we have left is just talking to Hashem, confessing to Hashem, bidui dvarim. Just speak out the problem, ask for help. Because it's even stronger than a. Fast. Well, seriously, Zedisha learns from Mary, says, even more than destroying the fast, I'm just admitting where I messed up. A sort of revender would say, the Zohar says, when you go to sleep, so before you sleep, you should just talk to Hashem, say, Hashem, this is how I messed up, that's how I messed up, please help me fill in the next time. So when you do that, when the accusing angel goes up and says, hey, look what he did! So Hashem says, yeah, I know, he told me. He told me, it's okay, he knows, it's working out. But if you don't say it, he says, well, yeah, why isn't he admitting, like, at least saying, please help me? You know, the greatest of admitting, that's real true, but the bottom of the truth, when he says, with the embarrassment, and say, oh, yeah, I messed up, I did wrong. That's the bottom line of what tshuva is. That's what tshuva is. Admitting, saying, I did wrong, I messed up. We're all generating the renewal for the next year. The next year's renewal is generated during Elul. That's what Elul is. It needs to become totally paid for. Especially, we should be dominant with Kavanah, with focus. That's what Nassim says. Kavanah at this time is very, very great. The dominant now is very, very, very powerful. And of course, you know, we want to be renewed. How do you renew yourself? You can't necessarily be sure of how you react. So Nassim says, you can renew yourself. I renew myself by yearning for sure. Yearning for Hashem, that's the way it creates new worlds. Everything gets completely new. These 40 days are called Yemei Ratzon, of Nassim says. They're called literally days of desire. And Tshuva works fast and it's a good time. So that means you're supposed to yearn. Be filled with desire. That's what Nassim says. You should be filled with desire during this time. Let's be filled with desire and yearning. Savings, keep them out. The Rebbe says when you have a desire, it's like a body without a soul, without any life forces. When you speak it out, it gives like nekudos, it generates vowels for the letters, and then they can move. So it gives life to your dreams and desires. Very, very precious. And every person should spend a lot of time being involved in this. That's what the Yukadetis is. You spend a lot of time speaking out what you want, what do I want. I want Hashem, I want to do so. So we have to search out our ways, Rav Nassim says. to find a way to do tshuva. Each person according to his, from his place. Our only strength is our mouth. We have the ability to speak to Hashem. Even speaking, being able to do his bonus about this is also a lot of selfish mind. We need a lot of heavenly assistance. We each person has to strengthen himself with powerful desires for Hashem and to believe that the good is still very strong within him. He has to know the good is strong within me. Even though I've messed up, whatever way he's messed up, I've blemished, nevertheless, mighty waters are not going to be able to extinguish the love I have for Hashem. And streams will not wash it away. These good points that I grab onto in this fleeting world, they are forever. I have to hold on to them. Especially a person has a shaykh, has a connection to Rabbi Nachman, has to know it's for sure, you just gotta be strong and hold on, and everything will work. That's a shaykh. So what this speaks about in the letters. What is tshuva? The main time to do tshuva, Ruchaim Vital says, is Elul. I know where to run. Because that's when the gates of tshuva open up. That's the time. Hashem, it's very, very beloved to Hashem when we do tshuva. Maybe we'll do a little about Kiddush. She brought the Mishnah Sesidim.
I think so. But
something about it. A little more. But,
is this still Bathway's Joy?
I think we're. No, this was.